Preston in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. It is time, yes, honey, for second date update.
I can't get dates in the first place.
Well, Aaron, it's going to happen for you.
Well, it's sad because all these people are getting second dates and I don't even get the first one.
Well, if you get a first date and you need help getting the second date, Aaron, I'm sorry, but, you know, I don't know what to do for you.
That's what we're doing. All right, but Louis, you obviously are having the problem. How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going, man? Big fans.
Oh, we love you. Okay, thank you. So what is going on? You went out with a fine girl named Isabella. How did this all work out?
Yeah. Okay, so I go to school at UW-Madison, and And this girl, she's a friend of my, basically, she goes to class with my sister, right? Mm-hmm. And my sister hooked her up with us, and she is so dope. She is cool. She's hilarious.
That's so nice.
She was like rolling with the punches. So we basically were like messaging each other, and then like finally went on a date. I took her to Bassett Street Brunch Club.
I'm not a
fancy guy. She recommended it though, and like, you know, because I'm just like beer and, you know,
sure.
Like, can I say I smoke pot or not?
Yeah, man.
Whatever you got,
man. You know.
A lot of people do here in Madison.
We're not going to name any names of, you know, people, but yeah, a lot of people here.
So what did you like about Isabella?
What
made her so dope?
So she recommended this dope place. It was so fun.
So cute.
And everything was cool. You know, I mean, we even kissed a little bit, you know. It was really cool. So we said like, yeah, we'll catch up later and stuff. So I drove her home. I was really respectful, kissed her in the cheek, gave her, you know, did everything nice, I think. And so I've been messaging her, and like it's just radio silence. Mm.
And later never came.
Suck. How long has it been now since you've last spoken to her?
It's been about a week.
A week? Mm.
Well, that's, you know what that means, right, guys?
What's
it's
that?
It's time.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
I'm just going to move the mic away so I don't swear.
Ghost hunting. He loves being able to say ghost hunting. We're going ghost hunting.
I hate everything in life at the moment.
I think it's funny. All right. So literally, you just can't think of one thing that you might have done wrong, Louis.
I'm a big, burly, silly person. So, you know, I always joke a lot. So maybe I was kind of stoned, too. You know, I was nervous, you know, like. Meeting a cute girl like that, like, it's, you know, so, you know, I might have been on a little bit of a, I might have been a little bit baked a little bit.
Yeah.
Trying to keep your anxiety down.
Is that the new thing that guys do? I hear this more and more.
I've never
done this.
Yeah.
Done what? Smoke before going on a date?
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
What happens to just having alcohol?
I personally,
I'm drunk.
I wouldn't know, but a friend of mine says that smoking before dates helps calm their anxiety.
Oh, yeah. All right, get ready because we're going to call her, okay? You ready?
Yeah, cool.
Good luck, honey.
Hello?
Hi, is this Isabella?
Yes.
Shalom.
Oh, Isabella.
Oh my gosh. Hi, love. This is Krista, Shady, and Aaron from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You're on the radio live. Yay.
I just serenaded you live on the radio.
Woo!
Anyway.
She's like, why are you calling me? Well, I'll answer that question for you. We're calling you, honey, because there was a nice guy happy to be with you. Louis, do you remember going out with him?
Got some brunch.
Yeah, girl.
Kissed a little bit. He's the big goofy eye. His eyes might have been red.
No, I remember him.
All right. Well, listen, he misses you. It's been like a week. He really liked to go back out with you. It's something we call second date update. And he just wants to know why. And we want to know why, and everybody else. Why are you not getting back to him?
Did you drop your phone in the toilet? That happens to me.
It does happen.
he's not exactly what I'd call proper.
What do you do?
I just think that there's some things that, first of all, you shouldn't do, and second of all, you shouldn't say, especially on a first date, any date, really. He was just crass, not just what he said, what he did. It was just like, I don't understand why anyone would
What are you talking about, girl?
Yeah, we
just
need some specifics. He didn't tell us anything like that.
He
just throw it out there, girl.
So,
It's good.
He like mentioned, and I don't know why, he was like, oh yeah, like I just had sex last night. And then he's like, look at these scratches on my back. And he lifts up his shirt.
Oh,
and
I see kidding.
Scratch marks. And
that's cute.
It's like,
are you kidding?
Why?
And you did not find that immediately attractive?
No.
Oh my God. That's insane.
You don't
do that.
Why.
You're not supposed to show off your back scratches to girls.
Maybe right. Your back tattoo or maybe your stretch marks because you work out and your muscles got so big. But no, you don't show that. All right. I'm not even going to wait any longer. Louie, come on. You could not be that high to be like, okay, here is my scratches from my great night of sex last night. Did you do that?
Oh, man.
There he is, Isabella.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Listen to him. Yes, you did.
No,
didn't you?
All right. So, like, I was like, all right, I think I was a little bit too, like, high and stuff. And
it's not a such thing, but continue.
So again, like, the date was really fun and really comfortable. And then I was just like, yo, can I tell you something? Like, just be full disclosure.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah. And then I was just like, dude, like, I got laid last night, and this chick was, like, railing on my back, and I've got scratch marks. Like,
oh, my God. So you did say that?
It's a good story, though.
I love that he said railing.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just like,
Isabella, really quick, at least it wasn't, like, he didn't say, you know, I was with this girl, and it was really great and everything like that. By the way, it was your best friend, or by the way, it was your sister.
No,
I mean,
there's nothing to one-up that. No, this is not good.
Yeah, no, it's not good. You don't need to brag about how you shtucked someone.
Oh, I've never been shtuck before.
But
yes, I have. I have a kid.
I've got a question, yeah. Louie.
Oh, Louie.
Have you ever gotten a second date?
Ah! Good slam.
Snap.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just trying it out, you know?
Maybe he just wants to make sure he was good for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was trying to.
I would not cheat on you. You know, like, basically, it was another. It was like one of those weird Tinder loose end. I've been Tindering with her, and then she was just like, "Hey, you want to hang out?" Like,
just
randomly.
A loose end.
And
I'm sorry. You would never cheat on me because I would never be with you.
Yeah. What do you mean? Like, I didn't cheat on you. Like, we weren't dating. I didn't even know you before that. Like,
Isabella, I'm gonna give you a warning really quick. If he has those Tinder dates on the back burner at all times,
God, yes.
There's no way that he's gonna. You know, leave that life for a life of dating, especially.
No, dude, come on, man.
No,
like,
I'm,
again,
no.
Like, that was, I would deactivate. Like, if I found the right girl, Isabella, you know, I would deactivate. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a scumbag.
Okay.
You know?
You're a robot. Okay. Well, listen, are you guys going to actually go out again? Because that is why we're here. Isabella, will you go out with a high homeboy again?
Oh, hell no.
Wow, dude, I'll
totally go out with you, Louie.
I was gonna say, Louie, me and you can go to the moon this weekend if that's what you're into.
Hit me up, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
man,
like,
sure. I'm
sorry,
I want to see those back scratches.
I'm sorry if I offended you with that. I didn't mean to, like, you know. And I hope you don't tell my sister that, like,
I think
it's all good.
I think you and Shady will have a great evening together.
Oh yeah, man, we can compare our back scratches.